Welcome to the Minecraft Spooky Stories Podcast. I'm finally back, and I finally have a story. And I wrote this story. It's not from the Minecraft Creepypasta Wiki. You guys cannot believe this, I'm sure. The story is just called Void. I came up with the name before the story, and I've not changed the name. So, don't look too deep into the lore implications of this name, if you know what I mean. And I hope you guys enjoy.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Void. Today, 9 years ago, I started a Minecraft survival world in version 1.7.5. I had stuck with it for about 3 years, then went on intermittently for another 5. I, of course, did not keep this world in 1.7. I updated the world pretty regularly when the next large update came out. I hadn't gone on the world for about a year till now, and hadn't updated the world to 1.17, 1.18, or 1.19. I knew if I had updated, it would break the terrain around me, so I put it off for a later date. The mystery and the cause of the story I'm telling you right now began when I booted up my world after 11 months of inactivity. I'd struggled a lot in hardcore initially, dying over and over in extremely dumb ways. It was just really hard in the beginning. Everything hit like a tank and took damage like a tank. I also don't deal very well with stress, so the constant fear of losing my world hung over me, and it caused some anxiety, especially during the night in Minecraft. Finally, I was able to get diamond armor, and that confidence in a very skittish and risk-averse playstyle was able to get me to 9 years of Minecraft hardcore. I'd say I have about 450 hours in this world. I opened up Minecraft and scrolled to the bottom of my worlds page. I clicked on it and watched a square loading icon slowly fill up. My PC is not that powerful. When the world loaded, I was where I remembered being a year ago. I'd spent around 100 hours constructing a sprawling and expansive underground bunker. Since this was before 1.18, I was limited to Y equals 1. Still, the structure went up for hundreds of blocks. I was quite proud of it. Also, while creating the bunker, I'd made myself netherite and gotten hold of some protection 4 books. So I was unkillable, or at least I thought so. Where I spawned was where any other Minecraft player would usually spawn, next to their bed, in their house. The world felt the same. I didn't have any plans except to play Minecraft. I guessed that the best thing to do was to review the layout of my house. My room was near the surface, and I walked around the top levels of my base first. It was very simply built, and it felt to be around 85% hallways and corridors. I had finished the top level, and jumped on the shaft with 4 blocks of water at the bottom to get to the bottom level. This level started around Y equals 45, and went down until it scraped bedrock. This level was just as primitive as the one above, and I realized one of the only reasons I made a base this big was to be able to say I had a base this big.
Bay está abierto ahora. Llena tu verano de risas, toboganes y chapoteos. El nuevo Pelican Point es la experiencia perfecta para los huéspedes más jóvenes en Zumbisi Bay. Estaremos celebrando el 15 aniversario de Zumbisi Bay durante todo el verano. Así que obtén tus pases de zumbisibay.org para planificar su aventura hoy.
Trine University students and graduates are different. We are thunderous. We have the preparation, the insight, and the collaborative approach that makes the difference. What don't we have? Massive student debt. Because nearly 100% of students get financial assistance. Scholarships, aid, grants, we're set up to succeed. That's what makes us thunderous. Learn more at trine.edu. Boom.
Who appreciates the value of an Ivy Tech Community College Associate degree? Well, the state's largest colleges, for starters. Over 20 have partnered with us in our Guaranteed Admissions program, where an Ivy Tech Associate degree guarantees admission to their bachelor's degree program. Who else? The 70,000 plus high school students each year who earn college credit in high school and save on tuition by doing it. But as valuable as an Ivy Tech degree is, the real value lies in the better life it makes possible. Let's get started today at ivytech.edu.
I walked down the stairwell and onto the deepest part of the bottom floor. It was Y equals 2, and occasionally I could see bedrock peeking through the stone. As I continued, the fog that happened at a low render distance kept increasing. I checked my settings, and my render distance was set to 12, but the fog was happening only one chunk away. Very strange. I thought at the time it was just my PC being weird. The fog did not get any thicker. It was an inconvenience, but I was not particularly annoyed. I continued on room from room with an unexplained sense of dread. The sound on my game had gone deadly silent, but I was too scared to stop playing to change it. I saw movement. I jerked my mouse towards it, but when my character turned in-game, there was nothing. Of course, there was probably nothing from the beginning. I was nearly done with the bottommost floor, and was anxious to wrap up this adventure. I saw blue light ahead. All my house was lit with torches. Where was this coming from? I turned the corner in the hallway, and saw what was impossible in Survival Minecraft. Soul fire from the nether filled the hallway in a harsh blue light. It surrounded a 4x4 hole in the middle of the floor. A hole through the bedrock. A hole into the void. Movement again. I lurched so violently that I did a near 360 and ended up staring at the wall. I turned slower this time and witnessed something coming from the fog. It was visible only for a split second. Before any kind of reaction was possible, I was pushed into the inkiness of the void. The bedrock ceiling faded away as I fell. The figure watched me from the hole. I hit the barrier in the void and lost my hardcore world. Hope you guys enjoyed. This one was quite short, but I'll be out with another episode soon. Hope to see you guys inside the next episode.